Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and Him alone. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Him for His guidance and we seek His forgiveness. And we testify that that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none shall bring them away from this guidance. And we further testify that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, none shall bring them to the guidance. And we testify with full firmness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger and servant. And after what follows, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to have taqwa Allah with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence He tells us, O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in a state of Islam. My brothers and sisters, I welcome you in this blessed day of Yawmul Jum'ah, and in this blessed hour I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down His peace and His mercy and His forgiveness upon us. My brothers and sisters, we are moving to a very blessed month. We are moving to a blessed time in the year. We are moving to a time where the doors and the gates of Jannah are flung open and do not close. And we are going to a time when the doors of the fire and hell are shut. My brothers and sisters, we are moving to the blessed month of Ramadan. And I have chosen a topic that is extremely important and valuable for us in every month of the year, and more especially in Ramadan. Our topic for today, my brothers and sisters, is at-tawbah. Repentance, my brothers and sisters. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. And inshaAllah, I will discuss three aspects of this huge aspect. I will discuss with you, firstly, al-amr bit-tawbah min al-Qur'an wa sunnah al-sahiha. Order from the Qur'an and the sunnah enforcing upon us at-tawbah. Thaniyan, arkan at-tawbah. Requirement that must be fulfilled in order for our tawbah to be accepted. This is something that we need. And thirdly, hajatuna ila tawbah. Our need for making tawbah. Why we need to make tawbah from the testimony of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran. So let us begin, so that the time is not pulled from under our feet, and let us begin with our first category, al-amr bit-tawbah min al-Qur'an wa sunnah. يقول الحق جل جلاله يقول الحق وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون وتوبوا and repent إلى الله to Allah you repent to Allah جميعا all of you the women and the men the whole ummah anybody who is a believer أيها المؤمنون. So Allah makes it a special group. If you are a believer, you are in constant tawbah. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ In order that ye may attain bliss. And Allah further goes on and tells us in Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 70 and 71, He shows us the blessings of tawbah. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists three of the greatest crimes in the estimation of Allah, which is firstly a shirk, taking partners with Allah and disbelieving Him. وَقَفْلِ النَّفْسِ And killing a soul that is not rightful for us to kill. وَالزِّنَا Adultery and fornication. Listen to what Allah tells us. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا What greater incitement, what greater words do we need in order for us to make tawbah? Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, unless he repents, unless the person who has committed these deeds repents. Listen to what happens to him if he repents. Unless he repents and believes, تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا And then works righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ For them, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ Allah will convert their evil deeds into good deeds, into blessings. The evil deeds that they have made tawbah for, Allah will make them into blessing. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is most merciful and most forgiving. And then Allah tells us in the next verse, and whoever repents and works righteous deeds, he has surely turned to Allah with an acceptable conversion. He is truly converted to the true path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, a tawbah is a great gift. It is a ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. He is telling us, I know you are going to make mistakes. And I know you are going to sin. But He is telling us, I am all forgiving and all merciful. Ask me and I will forgive you. This is a ni'mah, my brothers and sisters. And in order for Allah to reassure us further, listen to His verse, to this verse in Surah Az-Zumur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us full reassurance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Listen to this reassurance, my brothers and sisters. Say, O my servants, who have transgressed against their own souls, who have sinned, who have transgressed against their own souls, لا تقنطوا, despair not in the mercy of Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah forgives all your sins. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. For verily Allah is the most merciful. He is the most forgiving and most merciful. وَأَنِيبُوا, and turn to your Lord in repentance. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and bow down to His will before the penalty comes to you. After this, you shall not be helped. So Allah is telling us, before your death, or before the Yawmul Qiyamah, turn to me and make tawbah. I will forgive you. Allah is opening the door to us to asking for His mercy. Now let us look into the reassurances of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, into the way he used to make tawbah. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ayyuhal nas, tubu ila Allah wa astaghfiruh, inni atubu fil yawmi mi'ata marrah. Al-Hadith rawa al-Imam Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, repent to Allah and ask for His forgiveness. It's an order. And ask for His forgiveness. For me, personally, the Prophet is saying personally, for I ask Allah for His forgiveness 100 times a day. مِئَةَ مَرَّةً. And in riwayatan lil-Bukhari, in a riwayah which is found in Sahih al-Bukhari, وَاللَّهِ, the Prophet says, وَاللَّهِ, إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ 70 مَرَّةً. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith in Bukhari, by Allah, he is swearing, Wallahi, I ask Allah for His forgiveness, and I repent to Him in the day more than 70 times. هذا خير الخلق. This is the best of people. He is the best of people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person whom Allah has forgiven his sins, which he has committed and which he was going to commit while he was still alive, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked Allah for forgiveness 70 or 100 times a day. What about us, my brothers and sisters? This is showing you, the Prophet is ordering us to do the same as him. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order for us to understand the significance of asking for istighfar, listen to this next hadith. Istighfar, my brothers and sisters, is one of the greatest ibadat. It is one of the greatest worships of Allah. You are in essence telling Allah, you are the most high Allah, and I am the most low. I need your forgiveness, ya Allah. Now listen to this hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ. فيستغفرون الله فيغفر لهم. والحديث في صحيح مسلم that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, by who holds my soul in his hands, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you did not commit sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remove you and bring people who commit sins and ask him for forgiveness, and he will forgive them. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. This is showing you that one of the greatest ibadat is asking Allah for forgiveness. It's showing him you, he is the Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the greatest worships of Allah. Asking Allah for dua, through dua. Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, al-dua huwa al-ibadah. Al-hadith rawahu tirmidhi wa hasanun sahih. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dua, supplication, is the worship. Is the worship. And the hadith is narrated by Tirmidhi, who said it is good and authentic. It is your worship. Now let us listen to this next hadith that shows us that Allah is ready to forgive us at any time. Not just in Ramadan. Not just in Laylatul Qadr. Or whenever somebody has made a special night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. والحديث رواه الإمام مسلم والإمام أحمد. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was heard as saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, places his hand out in the middle of the night, at night, so that the person who has sinned in the day will ask him for forgiveness. And he places his hand out in the middle of the day, in the day, so that the person who has sinned at night will ask him for forgiveness. And Allah does this until the sun rises from the west, or Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the hadith is authentic in hadith Muslim, in Sahih Muslim and Imam Ahmad Muslim. This shows us the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive us whenever we call upon him. Whenever we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this introduces our second category, which is arkan al-tawbah, the requirement that must, and I repeat again, that must be fulfilled in order for our tawbah to be accepted. And I have relied heavily on the book Riyadh al-Salihin in this area for an Imam al-Nawawi. And I am going to give you a direct quote. نقلاً من كتاب رياض الصالحين قال العلماء إن التوبة واجبة من كل ذنب فإن كانت المعصية تتعلق بين العبد وبين الله لا تتعلق بحق آدمي فلها ثلاثة أشهر. أولاً أن يقلع من المعصية، ثانياً أن يندم على فعلها، ثالثاً أن يعزم أن لا يعود إليها أبدا، فإن فقد أحد الثلاثة فلم تصح توبته. A quote from Imam al-Nawawi's Riyadh al-Salihin says, the scholars of this religion have said, repentance is required for every sin, be it big or be it small. If the sin is between the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Lord, it does not involve another human being, then the tawbah, then the repentance has three requirements. Listen to the requirements and memorize them, my brothers and sisters. Firstly, that he stops committing the sin at that exact moment. Secondly, regrets having committed the sin in the first place. Yandam. Regrets having committed the sin in the first place. And thirdly, he makes the intention that he will never return to the sin again. فَإِن فَقَدَ أَحَدَ الثَّلَاثَ. If he misses even one of these requirements, لَمْ تُصِحَّ تَوْبَتَ. His tawbah is invalid. See how important it is to know how to make tawbah? See how important it is? Because some of us think, saying, astaghfirullah, I've made tawbah. No, my brothers and sisters, tawbah has these three requirements. And it goes further. And listen to this quote. فَإِن كَانَتْ أَلْمَعْصِيَةِ فَتَعَلَّقُ بِآدَمِي فَلَهَا أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْرُطْ هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَةِ وَشَرْطٌ آخَرٌ أَنْ يَبْرَأْ مِنْ صَاحِبِهَا. Imam al-Nawawi further says, and if the sin involves another human being, it is not just between you and Allah, but it involves somebody else, You have stolen something, for example. Then you must go to this person and give him back whatever you have taken and accept the punishment of this sin. Or ask for pardon from the party that you have taken unjustly or have oppressed. This, my brothers and sisters, are the requirements that must be fulfilled in order for our tawbah to be accepted. And listen to this hadith, which is narrated to us by Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الندم توبة الندم توبة. الحديث رواه ابن ماجة والحاكم وقال الحاكم الصحيح. Regretfulness, feeling regret for the sin is توبة. Feeling regret for having committed the sin is توبة. It's part of the توبة. And the hadith is narrated to us by Ibn Majah and al-Hakim, who said it is صحيح. My brothers and sisters, regret is what gives us some of the pain in this dunya. It is what makes us feel small in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His might. It is what makes us feel that we are truly the servants and the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have wronged our own souls. And I remind myself before I remind you, my brothers and sisters. I remind myself before I remind you, my brothers and sisters, not to look at how small, or what may seem small to you, how small your sin is, but to look and remember the majesty and the might of whom you are disobeying. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will bring you and who will account for every single sin that you have committed. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. Except for those who Allah has mercy upon them. My brothers and sisters, we must remember the day that we will be held accountable for our sins. And I will leave you off with these words until I stand up after Jalsat al-Istiraha, and I will speak to you once I stand up again about the last and not least important characteristic, which is حاجتنا إلى التوبة, our need for tawbah. Our need for making tawbah, my brothers and sisters. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ابن آدم خطاء كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحديث رواه الإمام ابن ماجه والترمذي والحاكم وقال الحاكم صحيح ووضعه شيخنا الألباني في صحيح الجامع. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every child or every offspring of Adam commits sins. He will have a time when he will commit a sin. But the best of those who commit sins are those who repent for them. The best of those who commit the sins are those who repent for committing them. My brothers and sisters, we are only human. Do not think because you have committed a sin, that is it. Oh, some people will say, I have committed a sin, I cannot give da'wah. Other people will say, I have committed a sin, I cannot start memorizing the Qur'an. Some people say, I have committed a sin, I cannot give nasiha, give guidance. My brothers and sisters, we are human beings. If you have sinned, ask Allah for repentance. Listen to what Allah said. They ask Allah for repentance. Then they believe and then they do righteous deeds. Da'wah is a righteous deed. Nasiha is a righteous deed. Memorizing the Qur'an is a righteous deed. Do not say because I sin, I cannot further my Islam. I will stay in my house and stay with my sins. This, my brothers and sisters, is a disease. We know we are going to commit a sin. But we must repent for it as soon as possible. And then believe and work righteous deeds. And in order, this is the last point I wish to talk to you about today, my brothers and sisters. In order to make us understand that committing the same sin over and over and over again is one of the greatest diseases of the heart, is one of the greatest problems that the mu'mins and the Muslims are faced with today. Listen to the hadith which is narrated to us by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن المؤمن إذا أذنب كانت نقطة سوداء على قلبه فإن تاب ونزع واستغفر ثقل منها، وإن زاد زادت، وإن زاد زادت حتى يغلق بها قلبه، وإن زاد زادت حتى يغلق بها قلبه. فذاك الران، فذاك الران الذي ذكره الله في كتابه، كلا بل ران على قلوبهم. والحديث رواه الإمام الترمذي وصححه، والنسائي وابن ماجه وابن حبان في صحيحه، والحاكم، وقال الحاكم صحيح على شرط مسلم. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was reported to have said. Listen to this hadith, my brothers and sisters, and contemplate its meaning. Listen to what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has told us. If the believer commits a sin, it becomes a black spot on his heart. It becomes a black spot on his heart. If he repents, whenever, and stops committing the sin, if he repents and stops committing the sin and asks for forgiveness, ثُقِلَ مِنْهَا, he is cleansed from it. It is cleansed from him. It is removed from him. وَإِنْ زَادَ زَادَتْ, but if he increases the sin, if he keeps on doing the same sin over and over and over again, the spot increases. وَإِنْ زَادَ زَادَتْ, if he increases, the spot increases. Until it envelops his whole heart, until it covers his whole heart, his whole heart becomes black. It becomes black. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran about arran, the illness on the heart. كَلَّا بَلْ, by no means, but on their hearts is the stain of illness. The stain of illness. And the hadith is narrated to us by al-Tirmidhi, who has said it is authentic, and al-Nisa'i, and Ibn Majah, and Ibn Hibban, and al-Hakim said it is a hadith which is on the level of the hadith in Sahih Muslim. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? If you keep committing the same sin over and over and over again, your heart is covered. What about if you have two or three sins or four sins that you keep making over and over again? How quick do you think your heart will become diseased? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. How many people just commit one sin over and over again? This is very few in our times. Most people will commit four or five sins and over and over and over again. Imagine what their hearts appear like. My brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I warn myself and I warn you. And I ask you to make tawbah and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To wake up in the middle of the night and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. And if you can't, even if you are sitting in the car, ask Allah for His forgiveness. But fulfill the three or four requirements, my brothers and sisters. And my brothers and sisters, I tell you, one of the best ways to make tawbah is to have a clean heart. To have an intention that is pure and from your heart. Not to make tawbah in front of people. Some people think to make tawbah, they go to a sheikh and they pay him money. Ya sheikh, make tawbah for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering you to make tawbah. Not to pay somebody to make tawbah for you. Tawbah is from you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have not made a mistake against a sheikh, you have made a mistake against Allah. So repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my warning to you, my brothers and sisters. And it's a warning to myself before you. And my brothers and sisters, in conclusion I say, whatever was said correctly, then it is from Allah. And whatever was said that was incorrect, then it is from me and from the shaytan. Wallahu wa rasuluhu minhu bara'.